East Coast Breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the thunder of the Impy. Standing at 1.86 meters tall, weighing in at a colossal 138 kilograms of Zulu power, a bodybuilder, trainer, and cultural warrior, the man who leads the charge, fires up the crowd, and brings the spirit of the scrum to the stage. He is the heartbeat of the Bok pre-match ritual, a man who even intimidates Eben Etzebeth. Arjes Neyman looks him in the eyes, while Money Libok looks him straight in the belly button. Give it up for the Zulu warrior, Impi Kajaka Zulu, Simo Sisu Kotello! Halal! Simo Sisu, halal!
Hey! What an intro.
How's it intro?
Sure.
No, we just thought for a change you needed an intro.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, because you
it's never been done before.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Great, actually. Feels like I have my own imbong, you know?
That's what
Darren
is.
Yeah. So listen, there's so much we need to get through, but tradition dictates on this show that we do a round of quick fire questions before we speak to any guests.
I got you.
Are you ready, sir?
Let's go.
Showcase.
First question, who's your favorite Zulu king?
Shaka Zulu.
Yeah. Yes. another historical question. How much do you bench?
220 on a good day.
Where do you buy your clothes?
They're custom made.
Sure.
Yeah. What is the strangest or weirdest DM that you've gotten from someone who's seen you on TV?
Wanting to buy my pictures that are not so appropriate.
Oh, like OnlyFans vibe.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm like, man, maybe I'm in the wrong industry.
Sheesh. What are you like? Do you have any fears? Who are you afraid of? Or what are you afraid of?
My wife.
Yes, good question. Good answer.
I mean, this one. Where on a plane do you sit?
Emergency aisle.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have to have my half of my body on the aisle. Yeah.
And the other half. Do you take the one next to you as well?
Sometimes I do when I fly international. Yeah.
I'm going to say women, not people.
Yeah.
Do women ever shout inappropriate things when you are...
110%, yeah.
What do they say? Tell us.
They're kind of curious what's underneath my loins.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they just ask you.
Or they literally like scream, take it off. And I'm like, I can't really do that on TV.
So we're saying, hey, take it off. Wow, you fancy see.
Wild.
Have you ever like when the guys are walking, have you ever like said to Rusty, hey, Rusty, can I join the squad?
Look, a lot of guys have said, I just put on a rugby jersey and just get on the field. I was like, man, I haven't played rugby since I was like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this one, I mean, what's worse to skip? Leg day or arm day?
I'd rather have big legs than big arms.
Really?
Yeah, I love legs, man. I train legs twice, 3 times a week, sorry.
Hey, take some notes, guys. I'm
good. Oh, hey.
No, I'm with you. I feel you on that one. Sometimes I leave my office bag here.
Yeah.
And I have to come up the stairs again.
Oh, so that becomes your leg day.
That's leg day.
Hey, man.
That is.
You got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes I live on the edge. Like when I go shopping, I park on the ground floor.
Yeah.
When I know the stores are upstairs.
Yeah.
I take those stairs.
Hey, man, that's adventurous.
You and me. That's we like this. Hey?
Just different fonts.
The famous Zulu warrior, the guy that comes out on Springbok matches, he is here with us in the flesh. His name is Sibo Sisu Kotela. He is more massive in person than you see on TV. I kid you not, we have these massive doors that open up into the studio. He had to walk sideways to get into the room today. And we do prepare before interviews, and now I'm beginning to not feel so comfortable with the question I have prepared. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You might not... Can I think about it?
Okay.
I might ask you the
Go
question.
Go for it. Shoot it.
I'm just going to just get to know you a little bit better.
I got you.
You've got the famous Zulu warrior that you see right before all the Springbok matches. He's joining us live in the flesh with all his muscles this morning. His name is Sibo Sisu Kotela. So, Sibo, I'm going to call you that because we're all mates now. How did the performances with the Springboks start? I think I really would love to know. Where did your paths cross with them? How did you find each other?
There you go.
Oh, got you. So I was actually supposed to do this 2 years ago. 2022. But because of my bodybuilding career, I was traveling. I think I was out the country for about 6 months, so I couldn't commit. So I actually passed on the baton to someone else when they approached me. When I came back last year from my last competition from Dubai, Marlon Kruger then contacted me again. He said, okay, listen, you're in the country, please, man, can you get it rolling? So I was like, listen, I'll give it a try. Let's see how it goes. So then I did my first match, and I mean, the reception was absolutely phenomenal. And then I've been stuck with him ever since. So it's been a beautiful journey.
First match, what's your favorite match so far?
My favorite match or my favorite appearance?
Oh, well, appearance, yeah.
I think I want to say Emirates. Look, I haven't done Kings Park yet, so it's going to be my first time on the 27th. But I think Emirates, just the acoustics of the stadium, like when the crowd actually like cheers, it feels like the noise drops into the stadium.
Yeah,
so it was such an exhilarating experience.
Yeah, well, listen, Durban, I think, is like quarter to being sold out, so it's going to be
it's going to be wild.
And 100%. Hopefully the Rugby Championship is still alive when they come here.
100%.
So, you know, the matches do matter. Now, tell us about your bodybuilding career. Do you do that full time? You're telling us about Dubai. And
Look, I turned pro in 2018. I was fortunate enough to become the first black South African to become an IFBB pro in the country. And it's been a beautiful experience ever since, man. I compete outside the country. And bodybuilding is such a beautiful art, you know. And I think it's a sport that is growing. It's a sport that a lot of people are getting into. It's competitive. So it's been a beautiful journey, man.
Is there, so my question is this, right? Is there, do people have a massive misconception about bodybuilders?
There's too many.
Okay, what are some of those?
One, I can't scratch my back, which is kind of true.
Can you use a knife and fork?
100%. And then the most common one, you know, they always ask about your third leg. You know, it's quite weird.
Hang
on, who's that?
I've never asked somebody about that. DMs
are hectic. No. Like a lot of, you'd be very surprised. We sleep a lot, which is not a misconception. I guess it's kind of true. We're basically big babies. Yeah, we eat 6 times a day. Yeah. We take a lot of naps and... Yeah, we just chill at home. We basically big babies, to be honest.
Now you're talking about the Springboks playing in Durban. Yeah. That will be your next, I guess, gig for it.
100%.
Do you have to obviously stay in like peak shape every single time between the games? Because now you what? After the Rugby Championship, the next time the Springboks play in South Africa is next year, June. What happens between then?
So that's where now I've orchestrated my diary to actually work around that. So then I then focus on my career, if that makes sense. Yeah. I'll be competing next year in March in Ohio.
Okay.
And then I go to Brazil. So that's when I become like more shredded. With the Impi Warrior, it's not a real about shredded, because you also want to be intimidating. So I move from, as you said, 138 kilos to about 122 kilos on stage. Yeah. So you can imagine the weight drop.
Okay.
You know, so that's when I'll be competing. So come June, I'll probably be off season again.
Yeah.
So I'll be a bit bulkier.
Yeah.
But obviously still, you know, have abs. I can't really walk out there fat.
How much food do you need to eat? How much do you eat?
All of it.
Like on a typical day, like what are you eating today?
So I've got 6 meals. I eat about 7,500 calories a day.
That's not a donut.
It's not a donut at all.
And it's any food, you just, as long as you eat.
No, I've got a proper diet plan. Everything is structured to eat according to time. Everything is structured.
Protein based, basically.
Yeah, it depends where I am in the season. Yeah. Right now I'm trying to bulk.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird when I say that to a lot of people.
So you
just get your carbs a bit high. Yeah. And then when I start prepping for a show, then I drop my carbs, increase my protein.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah, bodybuilders. But you have to stay positive.
Yeah.
There's a phrase you can't say, which is no way.
100%. Yeah, no excuses, you know. No way. I caught that. Well,
before you go, just tell us about this moment. I saw it on your Instagram the other day. So this is Usbu posting on his Instagram saying, true story, a colleague's client saw me at the gym while training and told my colleague while pointing at me, that guy is big, but he isn't as big as the guy who walks the Springboks. Wow. Did this really happen?
No, true story. So I'm at the gym, and I think what hurt me the most is that I was actually training myself.
Yeah.
So I'm having my own session with my gym mates, and here I am having a bit of a pump going on.
Yeah.
And this guy like looks up from the bench press and he points at his trainer. He goes, "Bro, that guy's huge." But he's not as huge as the guy that walks out the Springboks.
And what did you do?
So I hear this in my mind. I'm like, wait, did he just? So I turn around. I'm like, hi, sir. Yeah, hi. I'm him. How are you doing?
I'm that guy. Tibusisa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, guys. This is home for me. KZN is home.
One rugby question. Score prediction.
Score prediction. I think we're going to win by 3 points.
Okay.
I think we're winning this one. I'm going to go with 3 again.
3 points.
Yeah, I'm optimistic. Okay.
I'll give you a prediction, 8:30.
Yes. And Carmen will join you for the prediction there as well. The Springbok warrior, Sibo Siso Kotela, with us here this morning. And then that, it doesn't stop there. After 8, we have my good friend and fellow comedian, multi-award-winning comedian, and Carmen's favorite, Robbie Collins. He's in town. He's got a gig tonight. So he's going to pop in. He'll be here at about 20 past 8. Sibo Siso, you're more than welcome. Stick around.
Yeah.
No one's going to kick you out.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.